Some members of Congress are taking a wait-and-see attitude with regard to the handling of 16 al-Qaeda fighters who were handed over to Saudi Arabia by Iran. The lawmakers so far seem unimpressed with the gesture. The al-Qaeda fighters reportedly were on the run in Iran when they were captured and handed over to Saudi Arabia in June. Appearing on the ABC television program this week, Saudi Prince Saud al-Faisal says the men are now being interrogated.
The innocent ones will be let go and the guilty ones would be incarcerated and brought to trial.
The al-Qaeda fighters are reported to be Saudi citizens. The Iranians have said they would return captured al-Qaeda fighters to their home countries. Democratic Senator Carl Levin, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, is waiting to see how much the Saudis cooperate with regard to the captured al-Qaeda fighters.
We've had sort of hot and cold support from the Saudis when it comes to this war on terrorism. The president says you're either with us or against us in the war on terrorism. And the answer is sometimes the Saudis are with us, sometimes they're not. Hopefully they will allow us to participate in that interrogation at a minimum.
On the other side of the political aisle, Republican Senator Fred Thompson said he doesn't think much of the gesture in the war against terrorism, either on the part of Saudi Arabia or Iran.
As far as Iran is concerned, of course, there's indication that that they have cooperated with and assisted al-Qaeda in times past. And the Saudis, you know, is a complex relationship. They're our friends, but it's a marriage of convenience right now.
Senator Thompson made his comments on the television program Fox News Sunday. In an interview on the television show this week, Prince al-Faisal expressed annoyance over claims that Saudi Arabia is not cooperating with anti-terrorism efforts or recent claims that it's promoting terrorism.
It's suddenly Saudi Arabia that was considered a staunch ally 10 years ago and even 4 years ago suddenly turned into a kernel of evil that spreads evil all over the place. This is the question to ask. For us, we know that we are fighting terrorism. We are working assiduously with the United States in this regard.
The Saudi prince said information obtained from his country's interrogation of the al-Qaeda members will be made available to the United States. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.